Over the last few years, the St. Cloud area has become a little bit of a hotbed for the arts. One area that this is particularly true with would be the performing arts. People getting on stage and playing a variety of roles to make you laugh, smile, and cry. This is mainly because there's a lot of talent in town. Every once in a while, it just works out that everybody comes together. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and in today's news feature, we're sitting down with some folk from the Rooftop Theater Company. Made up of primarily local talent, the Rooftop Theater Company is pretty busy this summer with multiple shows in town, as well as a number of their members having shows in the Fringe Festival starting up soon down in the Twin Cities. Currently, beginning on Thursday, July 25th, at the Paramount Theater, Rooftop will be lifting the curtain on The Wedding Singer. And over the next half hour or so, we're going to talk with a couple of the actors of Rooftop and the director of The Wedding Singer to see what it's all about, and also to see what other plans Rooftop has in the near future. All right, well, why don't we just start off and you guys can all introduce yourselves.
My name is Mackenzie Lieran, and I play the role of Holly.
I'm Linda McGowan, and I'm the director of this illustrious troupe of players.
And I'm Johnny Packard, and I am playing George, and I'm also the show accompanist.
Right on. Now, this is The Wedding Singer. So what exactly are those roles within The Wedding Singer? This is kind of a newish play, I guess you could say.
Well, George is one of the members of the wedding band. So if you're familiar with the movie, George is the flamboyant keyboard player that's played by Alexis Arquette. So a lot of the characters in the show are either members of the band or friends of the band members or people around the town.
And I know if you remember from the movie, or you'll notice that George is blatantly a complete copy of Boy George, mm-hmm. as in Boy George from Culture Club.
Yep.
But Johnny plays it a little different.
A little bit different.
So your role then.
Oh, right. So Holly plays Julia's cousin, and as Linda called her, a slut with a heart of gold. It's really the only
accurate.
Way.
It is.
I think, you know, she says that she wants, she wants to be rich and famous, and she basically wants to be a trophy wife, but at the end of the day, she really is down to earth, and that's kind of her journey through the show, is maybe that's not what I want.
I think the interesting thing about the whole show is that it's funny, don't get me wrong, it's hilarious, it's irreverent, it's borderline inappropriate in some cases, but there really is a message about be true to what your feelings are, and the cast is bringing that out wonderfully. It's truly a good show. I'm very proud of this show.
So what made you guys choose The Wedding Singer as something to put on here?
Well, we sat down, I'm on the board, and we were trying to think of something that hadn't been done in St. Cloud, or at least hadn't been done recently, that we would want to go see. And we made a list, and then we compared our list and cross-checked, and then we said what we could and could not live with, and ultimately The Wedding Singer was the one that we all thought would be a really enjoyable show to put on. It hasn't been done in St. Cloud, but there's some name recognition from the movie. The storyline follows the movie, but I think it goes into a lot more detail than the movie did. Mm-hmm. And it's just great. The cast is incredibly talented, and aww. The music is awesome. I could not have asked for a better cast. It's like somebody just dropped the perfect cast in my lap, and it's great.
Right. Well, speaking of the cast, these are all local folk, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. Everyone's from here.
What kind of range do you have within the cast, or how large is the cast too?
18, I think.
18 sounds right.
Sure, we'll go with 18.
Okay, so 18. If somebody comes and counts and it's wrong, come find me. I'll be in the back of the theater and tell me how many there actually are.
As far as the range,
are you talking about age or?
Yeah, I mean, we've got, I think everyone is pretty seasoned as far as acting. Mm-hmm. As far as age, who would you say the youngest person is probably like 19, and then it goes all the way
19
up?
19 to 30-something.
Yeah, well, at 50-something, because we've got...
Oh, yes, right.
We got Grandma Rose, Robbie's grandma, played by Ruth Johnson. She does a great job.
We didn't really mean 50-something, Ruth.
Yeah, sorry about that.
30-something was 30-something. The right age range.
Right. Yes.
We all get older. That happens. That happens. And so when is the show running? It's at the Paramount.
We open July 25th. That's a week from this Thursday. We run July 25th, 26th, 27th at 7:30, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30. And then the following week, August 1st through 3rd, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30. And tickets are on sale at www.paramountarts.org.
And what else does the rooftop have coming up here in the near future?
Well, we have a wish list. We're going to see how it goes. Things we're looking at doing, we would like to bring back I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, because that was quite popular. Mm-hmm. And a year and a half, 2 years ago, we did a Christmas parody of the Christmas carol called Scrooge and Rouge, which we'd also like to bring back because it was enormous fun. Looking down the road, we're looking at things like Avenue Q, Assassins. We want to do some different stuff. We want to push the edge, push the envelope a little bit, but bring some new shows to town.
Nice. Okay, so along those lines, how long has Rooftop been around then?
Well, let's see. When did we do Nonsense?
Oh, gosh.
2010?
2009? So I think we're in our third year. It's a new company, so of course we're going through all our growing pains and struggling with financing and all that good stuff. But hopefully we're here to stay. You know, there's obviously other good theater companies in town, but we want to be there as well to provide for the adult audience. Probably not so much for serving the youth, but serving that group that's come through the youth ranks maybe. And that's where actually, frankly, a lot of these actors have come from is I've worked with them before with other theater companies, and now they're adults, and it's so much fun to see how they've grown and come along. And how we've all grown, actually, in theater since we started, however many years ago it was. I also forgot, we're doing Rocky Horror Picture Show at Pioneer Place in October.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's going to be so much fun. Doing it again.
Uh-huh. Probably a little nicer than upstairs at DB's. Or more...
We'll have more set leeway, let's just say.
The mezzanine at DB's was a great space, but we want to put it in a theater.
There are limitations to what you can do at DB.
And bringing it into Pioneer Place, because that's such an intimate setting, you can really truly do Rocky Horror, which is an awesome show for an intimate setting. So it's going to be really a whole lot of fun to do that. I'm looking forward.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Once again, I'm directing that, as I did last year, but I'm co-directing with John Newstrom, who is one of the producers of Rooftop. John and I have worked together for many years on different things.
They make a really, really good team. I'm excited.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I remember working with you guys at Random Variety Hour. So, yes, back in the day.
Back in the day. And we're coming back to the season, hopefully next season.
Cool.
So we'll be around.
That's the plan, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things, I think, the band that's playing for the show is the band, is the wedding band. Mm-hmm. We've brought some additional guitar and bass and drummer. But Johnny and Alex, who plays our Sammy, are in the band as well. And the band is our musical accompaniment. So, like Johnny said, he's not only playing George, he is our accompanist for this show.
Boy.
So he's working really... They're all working incredibly hard. I was amazed last night. It was our second run-through with the band there. And the cast has been rehearsing with the CD, and there's just no comparison between singing along with the CD and mm-hmm. the band, because it's your melody line isn't necessarily there, the music's completely different. And just watching that run through, when we got done, I looked at them all and said, we have a show. And that's unusual for me to say this early in the game, because we've got over a week left. But I can't reiterate how good this show really is.
Well, and it's so cool because it's almost like it's a concert. You know, you're going to see a musical, but you're seeing a live band perform center stage, mm-hmm. and we're actors, but we're at the same time musicians for the show, and it's nothing I've ever experienced.
Right, like our Robbie Hart is our lead guitarist.
Yeah, John
really
Leach
does play John Leach.
All over the place.
almost all of our musicians have been on stage as actors at one time or another too. So,
and the one advantage, or at least when we first did our run through with the band, it's, you know, we're also used to the CD, but as soon as you have the live band, it just really, it's like this whole new energy mm-hmm. brought to it. And especially because, you know, of course it's an 80s show, so the music is all very 80s inspired, and you'll definitely notice some some Journey, some Van Halen in there.
Oh, yeah. The soundtrack is amazing.
It is. Yes, it is. Bang
the,
your head.
The score, I mean, every song has some sort of musical inspiration from mm-hmm. an 80s tune that everyone's going to recognize. There's still some that I'm picking out daily as we're going mm-hmm. through the music.
I'm listening
like,
and going,
that's from...
That's Van Halen. What?
Yeah. Yep, Endless Love is in there? What? it's pretty cool.
So some of it's going to... It sounds very... If you're listening to the music and you're going, why does that sound so familiar? It's because there's a rock tune in there mm-hmm. embedded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right on. So, yeah, I was thinking about The Wedding Singer, the movie and everything. And if you guys don't want to answer this, that's cool. But... Who do you got doing the Billy Idol role at the end?
One of my actors who I've worked with for a few years now, who physically kind of resembles mm-hmm. Billy Idol, which is why I gave him that role. And the interesting thing about many of the characters, Imelda Marcos, Billy Idol,
Tina Turner,
Cyndi Lauper, I've got these actors who are maybe 19 and 20 going, who's Billy Idol?
Who's Imelda Marcos?
And there's nothing more frustrating than that.
Yeah, right.
So how do you not know who that is?
So we've got a Ronald Reagan impersonator as well. And so we've got, I said, go look online. Well, our Billy Idol guy really did do his research because he's got the sneer down perfectly.
The lip
curl. Yep. So he's Billy Idol reincarnated right now.
Kind of coming back to, you know, the musicians and actors and stuff like that. I actually did kind of run into that once up in town. It was with Rex Veter and crew did this blues opera and that became kind of a thing. These guys were all musicians and they were acting, and that actually became a little difficult because as a musician you're doing one thing and you're not really thinking about stuff acting, like don't turn your back on the audience.
Right.
That,
like, yeah, it's like watching Hard Day's Night.
Yeah.
Like George Harrison learned to act.
Yeah.
Poor George.
Well, it seems like that process is kind of working for you guys, though, because, I mean, everybody's mostly actors for the most part, and then, you know, but everybody does
some. And some of them are, a couple of them in their lives are both. They're actors and they are actually part of musical groups. So they're coming into it with that experience. So they've got the, you know, cheat and don't turn your back on the audience, but they've also got the experience to be able to produce a really sound musical. So it's, like I said, I'm incredibly lucky with the cast that I ended up with.
Well, and it you can definitely tell on stage too, because the cast is, everyone is a seasoned actor. I mean, everyone we're working with has done an awful lot of theater in the past, and you know, it's nice to kind of make that transition from unpaid community theater to paid semi-professional theater, and we are doing. I'm very impressed. We're doing a great job.
Other than the fact that we don't have, our actors don't have equity cards, I would not hesitate to call every one of them a professional.
Absolutely.
And I would put them up against a professional troupe, because they are. They truly are.
Yeah.
And the other nice thing about this cast is there's 18 adults from diverse backgrounds and friendships, etc. There's none of that backstage drama. This is a tight group.
They go into the microphone. Yeah.
They support each other. They have a lot of fun. Sometimes they have too much fun.
Sorry.
To the point where the director has to leave the room because she's laughing at them too hard. But it's refreshing to have a group of such incredibly talented people who are all supportive of each other. There's no jealousy. There's no backstabbing. It's just, I don't even want this to end. It's going to be very difficult to say goodbye to this group of people.
We'll just have to put on another play then.
There you go.
We'll have to do something very soon. Rocky Horror auditions are going to be in early August.
Eddie Magenta again? I was Magenta.
You're welcome to audition, Linda.
Yeah. Ouch. Oh,
as is the rest of our viewing audience.
Yes. Everyone show up for
listening
auditions.
Audience, I should say.
Well, actually, why don't you throw that out there? What exactly are the auditions then for Rocky Horror?
We haven't solidified because John and I are both, we actually both have fringe shows in the Minnesota Fringe Festival. So both of us are trying to work out our schedules after this closes, going right into our fringe shows and then rehearsing, because we want to have a 9 or 10 week rehearsal process, and performances will be in late October and early November at Pioneer Place. So we will be getting started pretty soon. I don't have exact dates, though, unfortunately.
So pencil in your Halloween plans now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Come in costume.
And come in costume.
Come in costume to this. 80s.
Oh, yes. Oh, totally encourage 80s dress. Awesome. That would be great. Yeah. That would be awesome. Yeah.
Well, why don't we talk about the Friends shows real quick? I mean, sure. You've got yours, and then John's had a few, and then...
Yeah, actually, the Friends show that I'm in right now is being produced by a Rooftop.
Mm-hmm. Schrodinger's Apocalypse.
Schrodinger's Apocalypse. And if you're familiar with the concept of Schrodinger's cat, it's basically... three people trapped in a bunker during a zombie apocalypse. But it's not, you know, there aren't any zombies in it. The show more focuses on how do three people deal with each other in this situation. It's not about surviving. It's about, you know, kind of like a Waiting for Godot almost.
And not even being certain, because I've read the script as well, not even being certain that there's zombies really out there.
Exactly. So it's all, you know, wondering like, well, we could risk it and we could go up there, or we could stay down here forever and not know. And I really enjoy being in this show. I love that it's so funny, and it's real people, and there's a message to it at the end, which is great. I love it.
Cool. Yeah, that's kind of like there's once I was, this summer I was wandering out of St. Cloud State on Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Nobody was there, to the point where I could just stand in the middle of the road and just stand there and look all directions and
kind of
nothing.
Eerie.
Yeah, absolutely
like,
nothing.
Did I miss something? Is there
are there shoes sitting around empty? Yeah.
It's like the rapture happened while I was in the bathroom.
And I left behind.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC. And in today's news feature, we're talking with Rooftop Theater actors Mackenzie Laren and Johnny Packard, as well as the director of The Wedding Singer, Linda McGowan, about their upcoming performance at the Paramount Theater in St. Cloud, beginning on Thursday, July 25th and running through August 3rd. And now we get back into the interview with a conversation about what members of Rooftop Theater are doing for the Minnesota Fringe Festival.
Well, it's a funny, random cabaret of a show, starring me and... Hector Chavarria, who used to live in St. Cloud. He was a student at St. Cloud State and now lives in Minneapolis and is a professional actor down there. We are throwing together a cabaret about Ethel Merman, and the show is called The Life and Times of Ethel Merman, According to Two Fat Gay Men. So it's a lot of fun. John is also directing for us, and there's just so much intertwining right now with all of our musicals and our shows, because we just closed Guys and Dolls, which was a rooftop production, headed right into Wedding Singer, which another Rooftop production.
While simultaneously producing two Fringe shows and planning for what's next. So,
And pre-production for Rocky Horror. Literal five shows happening all at once, whether in production or pre-production. It's been a very, very busy summer, but I gotta tell you, it's been great. Mm-hmm. This company has been wonderful to work with, and Wedding Singer, I'm just so pleased with it. I'm really pleased with the show itself, as well as the fun we have on stage and the cast. And I'm so excited to see my costume, because I get to be Boy George-esque. And anyone that knows me knows that I'm going to be very comfortable wearing it.
It's awesome. I have to make sure I bring in your candelabra.
Ooh, I get a candelabra on my piano.
On his piano.
Of course you do.
I figure out a way to affix it so it doesn't fall off. You forgot to mention the awesome director, Johnny.
Oh, and my director has been just one of the easiest to work with.
She
ever.
Is. We love working with Linda because, and I don't know if I probably have drunkenly told you this. But the reason I love working with Linda is because she listens to your ideas, and she'll say, even if she gives you that face like, she'll still say, you know what, try it, it might work. Yeah. And that's what I really love. And
the other thing that I try to do is I'll watch them as I'm blocking them, or I'll watch them as they're running, and I'll stop them and say, you look like you really want to, and they're like, I do. Well, then do it, because that's going to look the most natural.
And that's the advantage, because Linda has so much acting experience as well, so she gets it.
Yeah, it's truly enjoyable to direct this group of people. They're very talented. I keep saying that. I sound like a broken record, but I just can't get across how talented they are.
You can say it all you want.
You can say it all you want.
It's honestly, it's been a lot of fun working with you again, because Linda and I first met a long time ago during a chorus line.
A chorus line, that's right.
On stage at the Paramount.
That's right.
And we've just had this great theatrical life and friendship throughout, ever since then. And
It's hard to believe that was 10 years ago this weekend.
Stop,
I think.
I feel so old.
We were in great shape, though, by the end of that show.
We sure were. Oh, God, what happened? But no, really, it's been a treat to work with friends in a professional setting. You know, it's bringing that, it's crossing that professional and personal boundary, but, you know, it's
working, though.
It's working, and it's strengthening that relationship.
And we're still, you know, encouraged, despite the fact that it is professional, we all make sure to have fun on stage.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
That's the point. And, you know, if we're not having fun, then the audience isn't having fun. And I think we're pretty in tune with that, with this show.
One of my favorite things about this show, and we had people in last night that haven't seen the run. But one of my favorite things as I'm watching it is, no matter what's going on stage, the principals are doing one thing, but in the background, everybody else is doing something, and it's usually something quite entertaining. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you look, there's something going on. And I'm not going to give away what any of them are, but it's incredibly, the whole show is just, everybody's doing something all the time. There's not a dull or down time, no boring moments in the show at all.
Well, it feels like such a party on stage.
It is,
I mean,
a party.
Really,
yeah, it's an 80s party.
It's an 80s party, and it's so fun. It's rehearsal has just been so much fun. And
speaking of an 80s party,
that's right. This Saturday night at Biology 101. Right. Nice segue,
right?
We're having an 80s night as a fundraiser for the wedding singer from 6 until 10, is that right?
Yes.
6 until 10. 6 until 10 is, that's 18 plus, and then 10 to midnight is 21 plus, and there's going to be a karaoke contest, a costume contest.
We'll have our cast there performing some of the numbers.
Yes.
Which is going to be
so you can get a
fun
sneak preview of what you're going to see when you purchase your tickets.
Mm-hmm. So come to Biology this Saturday night.
Get to meet the cast.
So I got a question to kind of follow up on. Absolutely. Just, you know, how you guys have been, you know, enjoying the production. Why is like theater, musicals, singing and all that, why is that important? Well, not just to you guys, but, you know, because you do it. I mean, they're on that level, but then also just in general.
I did Annie earlier this year, and it was right during our rehearsal period was the shooting in Connecticut. And my director brought me to tears by reminding me why we do what we do. And that is because no matter how crappy things are, you can come and put it away for a while. And the actors, too, this is a place where we can put away all the stuff that's going on in our lives. And this is a little bit of time where we can just truly enjoy the arts and each other and forget everything else. And for us as actors, or at least for myself as an actor, and I'm sure I'm speaking for these guys as well because I know them, if we can take someone out of their life for a moment and provide them with an experience where they walk away having genuinely had a good time, you know, you may walk back into whatever the chaos your life is, but for that hour and a half or 2 hours, you were caught up in just enjoying yourself. That's why I do it. Just to celebrate the arts and bring people into escape for a while.
To kind of piggyback on that, I mean, when I'm sad, I want to watch a sad movie. Like Beaches or something, or if I'm happy, or if I'm...
Magnolias is mine.
Absolutely, you know. But some of those times when I'm feeling kind of, I want to watch a happy movie. And I'll just pop in, you know, some cheesy 90s movie or Pretty in Pink from the 80s because I love it. But it's sort of that feeling, too, with this. You know, you're getting to see a live show with a live band and amazing vocals. And you can just escape from the crap on the outside world for a couple hours. And
in the air-conditioned comfort of the Paramount, having a cocktail, perhaps. It's all good. I'd like to encourage people to come out and support us. It's community theater is tough to maintain because you have to pay a lot of money to be on stage, and you have to pay a lot of money for royalties and et cetera, costuming, sound equipment. And at the end of the day, if you walk away with enough to at least put the royalties down on another show, you're in a really good spot. It's not for profit for a reason. But if people come out and support community theater, I think that's incredibly important. I know there's awesome crowds down at Summertime by George, and that's local talent. I mean, there's a few professionals coming in, but a lot of it's local talent and or community talent, if you will. And if we don't support our community and build our community arts, will be reduced to only bringing in shows from out of town that we don't know the people. There's no connection. And this way, these are all hometown folks who are working their tookuses off to make this a really good show. So I just think it's important for people to support their local arts.
Well, right, Arnold, thanks for talking with me today.
Well, thanks for coming to talk to us. We appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Jeff. And you've been listening to 88.1 FM, KVSC, as we've been talking with Rooftop Theater actors Mackenzie Laren and Johnny Packard, as well as Rooftop director Linda McGowan, about all that Rooftop has going on these days. For ticket information for The Wedding Singer, you can find it online on the Paramount website at www.paramountarts.org. You can also search for Rooftop Theater on Facebook to see what all they've got going on in the near future, including their fundraiser concert at Biology 701 on Saturday, July 20th, where you can meet the cast and listen to the cast perform pieces from the musical. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack reporting on arts and culture for KVSC News. This report was made possible through funding through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities.